From KCRW, you're listening to Greater LA. I'm Steve Chiatakis with a show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. That's faculty at Cal State LA who walked out of their classrooms today. It's the third day of rolling strikes at the California State University system. 23 campuses that make up the nation's largest four-year public university system serve just under 500,000 students. Unionized faculty are demanding a 12% raise. The Cal State system says it's facing a $1 billion shortfall and can't afford it. KCRW's Megan Jamerson's been reporting on negotiations, and she's on campus right now where she joins us. Hi, Megan.
Hey, Steve.
What does it look like out there at CSULA?
Well, I'm right outside the student union where about 300 union faculty members are staging this picket today. They have signs, you know, things that say like, "I'm strike" in red and white, which are the union's colors. And I was also told by the union that they have faculty from at least five other campuses here. So if people came down from Fresno, Fullerton, Long Beach, San Marcos. It's a very lively group. There was even a mariachi band playing here earlier this morning.
All right, so what did faculty have to say about walking the picket line today?
Faculty told me that business cannot continue as usual within the Cal State system. Rafael Gomez is a lecturer here at Cal State LA in the Latin American and Pan-African Studies departments.
I mean, this is about justice. We want to ensure that people are paid dignified wages that allow them to live dignified lives.
I also spoke with Teresa Montaño, who is a professor at Cal State Northridge, where she's been for over 20 years in the Chicana and Chicano Studies Department. Picketing here on campus is personal for her.
I went to school here. Cal State LA is my alma mater. I'm the first in my family to go to the university. No one even thought that a Chicana from South LA could get into any university, right? So this university gave me, and Chicano Studies in particular, gave me hope, right? It brought me out of poverty.
Montaño and others told me that they feel like they have to act now in order to ensure that places like Cal State LA and other schools within the system remain financially accessible both for the students here and the faculty that teach them.
How is this affecting students there, Megan?
Well, this is the last week of lecture before final exams, which start Monday this coming week. So many of the classes that you might need before those big exams were canceled today. Jocelyn Becerra is a second-year biology student that I met at the student union. Only one of two of her lectures today were canceled. So, but for someone facing finals next week, she was very chill about the disruption.
But overall, I mean, it's towards the end of the semester, so I feel like it doesn't disrupt as much, but just a little bit of studying might get disrupted.
Overall, I would say campus is much quieter than usual.
Do we know how many classes were canceled today?
We don't yet. Amy Bippis is the interim campus provost, and she told me she doesn't have an estimate yet because professors and lecturers were not required to give the university a heads up if they were going to be joining the picket line. But Bippis did tell me that the library would be open for its normal hours today. She didn't have any word yet on how this strike would affect the athletic department. The striking union members include librarians, counselors, and coaches, and in addition to faculty. And also, there was no maintenance work or construction on campus. That's because the Teamsters Union was also on strike in solidarity today, and they represent the trades workers on campus like plumbers, electricians, HVAC technicians.
I mentioned in the introduction, Megan, that the faculty is asking for a 12% raise in trying to keep up with inflation. Cal State, the system itself, says it just can't afford it. Dig in a little deeper on the university's response.
Absolutely. So the university says that a 12% raise is just not fiscally responsible. And big picture, this issue of raises has really become a debate over whether or not the Cal State system should dip into reserves to pay for raises for the 29,000 faculty the union represents. Now, the Cal State system currently has over $1 billion in those reserves.
A billion with a B. So that kind of money is usually just for emergencies and campus infrastructure, is that right?
Yes. So the CSU says the raises have to come from the current pot of money that's budgeted for campus operating costs. And at a press conference last week, the vice chancellor for human resources for the Cal State system said that these 12% raises would total $380 million in new costs, which she pointed out is much larger than the entire budget of campuses like Cal State Fresno. So instead of a one-year 12% raise, the CSU is offering faculty a 15% raise over 3 years.
So what does the union then say to that offer, 15% raise over 3 years?
Oh, they're effectively saying no way. And that's because the deal only guarantees a 5% raise for year one of the agreement. Meanwhile, the union is very quick to point out that some CSU campus presidents got raises that were 29%. Also, the chancellor of the CSU has a base pay of $800,000, which adds up to more than $1 million if you include housing and other perks. Also, Cal Matters did an analysis of Cal State executive pay and found that it has far outpaced lecturer pay in recent years. Meanwhile, an independent state mediator recommended a 7% raise for Cal State faculty, which neither side is happy about.
Neither side happy about that. Are the negotiations mostly about raises, though, Megan, or are there other issues in the negotiations as well?
They are also asking for caps on class sizes, extended paid parental leave, more gender-inclusive bathrooms and mental health services. And back to economics again, they want to raise the minimum floor on wages for lecturers. I spoke to a lecturer, Marina Del Carmen Unda, is a lecturer in the Chicana and Latina Studies Department at Cal State LA. After taxes, she takes home $38,000 a year.
I'm not even asking for a lot. Like, I just literally want to be able to afford rent for a one-bedroom apartment here. I'm just asking for like a living wage.
So far, the Cal State system has not addressed raising the minimum salary for lecturers in negotiations.
And what about these walkouts, Megan? There have been these rolling one-day walkouts over at Cal State campuses. Today it's in LA. Are they making a difference? Is there any hope for a breakthrough here?
You know, it's really hard to tell if it is making a difference. There are no new negotiations scheduled since the strikes began. Tomorrow, there will be one last strike up at Sacramento State, and that's the last for the walkouts planned for now. But the union has made the decision, you know, to start with only these four out of the 23 campuses so that there's room for escalation if necessary.
All right. KCRW's Megan Jamerson reporting from Cal State LA. Megan, thanks.
Thank you.